A brief statement from the Canadian perspective. We remain hopeful that the Honduran Congress will soon pronounce itself on the question of President Zelaya's restitution as called for by the Tegucigalpa-San Jose Accord. And this seems to be the crux of the matter, as the Secretary General made clear in his report to us this morning. Were this to happen, the international community, including the OAS, could move forward with assistance for the fast approaching November the 29th elections, which we believe are crucial to moving beyond this political crisis and to consolidate Honduran democracy. Canada urges the parties not to lose ground on progress achieved to date and to forge ahead and implement the agreement. There really is no other avenue to explore at this stage, and this is in the best interests of all Hondurans. The need to reach an agreement quickly is further evidenced by the escalation of tensions in Honduras over the past few days. Reports of explosives being left in public places and news that the vehicle of Honduras's de facto Attorney General was shot at are troubling. Canada condemns these acts. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.